This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know that thing where you're waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen, and then it happens and you're like, that's it? That's kind of the way Fed Chair Jay Powell's press conference went today. I mean, there was never going to be an interest rate increase out of this meeting, and it's not like he was going to say, oh boy, that inflation, did you see that? That's really bad. But somehow, I expected more.
This is an extraordinarily unusual time, and we really don't have a template or any experience of a situation like this.
I mean, that much we kind of knew, right? Powell did say inflation's going to be a bit higher than the Fed had been thinking for a bit longer, maybe as well. Also, their big bond buying program, they are no longer, to quote Powell from a couple of months ago, not even talking about cutting back. Here he is today.
But you can think of this meeting that we had as the talking about meeting, if you like. And I now suggest that we retire that term, which has served its purpose well, I think.
I kind of liked it. I don't know why it bugs him a little bit. I don't know. Powell was, though, going on bullish on the American labor market.
There's every reason to think that we'll be in a labor market with very attractive numbers, with low unemployment, high participation, and rising wages across the spectrum.
So that's the upshot of the Fed meeting today. But it is handy, actually, that Chair Powell said that about the labor market, because we have spent every single month since the start of this pandemic picking apart jobs numbers and unemployment claims. But there's a lot happening in the labor force that doesn't get captured in that data, right? Like the toll that long-term unemployment during a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic can take, and how that long-term unemployment is creating a less predictable back-to-work economy. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Bea Lederman's daughter has an autoimmune disease. So when the Virginia high school where she teaches computers and coding mandated that teachers come back to work last August, she quit.
I really thought I could find something, even if it was part-time employment.
She applied to software companies that work with schools, but she has no sales experience. She applied to teach Spanish, which she's taught before, no bites. She applied to jobs that have nothing to do with computers or teaching, like an hourly position at the DMV.
I really lost hope. You just have so much time with just your thoughts, and it eats you up.
Losing a job is already isolating, says Art Goldsmith, an economist at Washington and Lee University. And now there's the isolation of the pandemic itself.
That has created a lot of poor mental health, more so in this recession than in previous recessions.
Long-term unemployment changes how people feel about their worth as workers. Sarah Damaschke is a sociologist at Penn State. Before the pandemic, she followed people who lost their jobs.
By the 12-month mark, they were describing themselves as having fewer and fewer jobs that they felt that they were qualified for.
This can create a pattern. Someone gets a job below their skill level, or one that has nothing to do with their skills. They're unhappy and leave or are let go because they were never a good fit. And then they're back out there searching.
It's devastating for their career in the long run. Each time they scramble and find something and fail, they fall further and further behind.
That's not the case for Bea Lederman. Next month, she'll start teaching computer classes again. But the new job comes with a compromise. The commute is 50 miles each way. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's a long way. Sorry, one more quick thing on Powell and the Fed. Remember yesterday we told you about the dot plot, kind of a graph showing where individual members of the Federal Open Market Committee and presidents of the regional Fed banks think interest rates are going to be in the near-term future. Here is Powell on the dots today.
The dots are not a great forecaster of future rate moves, and that's not because it's just because it's so highly uncertain. There is no great forecaster of future dots. So dots to be taken with a big grain of salt.
Noted, Mr. Chairman, but why do they do them then?